Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. So imagine from top of your head to the bottom of the spine, flow. Inside of the spine, everything is flow. From top to bottom, and then energy is going out and up and coming in from the top of your head and coming down through the spine, and from bottom it's going out and up and down. So as if energy is creating some cocoon. Everything is flow. So our body is sustained by three fundamental flow. Endocrine system flowing, nerve system flowing, and lymphatic system flowing. So this spiritual flow through the spine involves with everything, all flow. They are not flowing individually. It's like orchestra. They look at each other. They help each other and all the time carefully creating the harmony. And to keep harmony, increasing the greatness of harmony, everything has to be flowing all the time. Nothing stops. Flowing. Only our ego wants to stop. Ego doesn't want to change. Ego doesn't want to grow. Ego doesn't want to be bothered. Ego wants to control. That's it. So ego doesn't want to flow. But now we are visualizing flowing. And now you might be able to visualize a cocoon. Your body in the cocoon. Then relax. Now, remembering this cocoon and at the same time focusing on your breathing. No controlling, just observe breathing. And now your physical ears must hear the noise, the sound. Yeah, mainly the noise from the radiator in this room. But please try listen to everything as a pure sound. Try not to put any meaning, judgment. As if you are listening to the music, you listen to the sound, pure sound. Yes, I know there is a sound from a downstairs, drumming sound. So, but don't say it's a drumming sound. Don't say it's from downstairs. Just listen to everything as pure sound. Ego all the time want to be someone special. It's because ego believes that if you can't be someone special, you can't survive in this world. But now we are trying to be no one. You are nobody. Okay? You are nobody. I am nobody. This is your mantra of today. I am nobody. Ego want to be someone special. You want to be nobody. I am nobody. I am nobody. This sound is nothing, just a pure sound. I am nobody, just pure breathing here. Pure flow here. I am nobody. I am nobody. So repeat the mantra and slowly becoming nobody. Because unless you are nobody, you can't listen to the message from Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is talking to you, not you, egoistic you, individual you. Holy Spirit is speaking to your spirit, you as spirit. So spirit means nobody. Spirit doesn't have any body. Spirit doesn't have any different individual. So to in order to listen to the voice of God, you have to be nobody. So forget to be special. Try to be nobody. You are part of one mind. You are part of love. You are part of life itself. We are one. I'm nobody. I'm nobody. So to go further, let's use this way. I'm not American citizen. I'm not woman. I'm not the man. I'm not American. I'm not Japanese. I'm not painter. I'm not actor. I'm not. So tell you yourself, I'm not. I'm not the body. I'm not anything. I am nobody. I am nothing. I do not possess anything. I do not have anything. Do I have a wife? Do I have a husband? Do I have children? Do I have parents? No. I do not have anything, anybody. I'm nothing, I'm nobody. So continue, repeat, go on, in order to listen to the voice of God. Be nobody, be nothing. It is said, let's to listen to inner voice. But you know what? We can't listen to anything else but inner voice. Whatever you hear is an echo of your inner voice. So we are always listening to our inner voice. But the issue here is most of the inner voice is from ego's voice. So then trying to hear inner voice itself doesn't work at all because inner voice is full of ego. So then you just slowly, with patience, just tell yourself, you are nobody. That's why you don't need to do anything. You don't need to be special. You don't need to change. You don't need to be better. Just be nobody. Be healthy means be nobody. Be peace means be nobody. Be love means be nobody. Be harmony means be nobody. Be abundance means be nobody. So today, just be nobody. Don't try to listen to any voice. Instead, try to be nobody. Then voice would come. You find any individual thought, emotions, feeling. Don't judge. Just simply, you don't need to care. And focus on your intention. You are nobody. You are nobody, that's why you are so free. You are nobody, that's why you are so sane, stable, safe, unconditional love. Relaxed, strong, you are nobody, so now you are everything. You are everywhere in the kingdom of God. You are everywhere. You are here, you are there, you are in your friends. You are in the sky. You are under the ocean. You are everywhere. You are water. You are the air. You are everything. You are such beautiful mountain. You are such tranquil lake. You are a big tree. You are colorful flowers. You are beads. You are bows. You are everything. So feel yourself as nobody, as everything. You are everything because you are nobody. So relax and feel it. You are everything. You are sunshine, you are rain, you are sound, you are music, you are noise. You are everything. Yes, you are amazing. You are various, limitlessly, because your imagination is limitless. Your power is limitless. And you can use your freedom limitlessly. So you can be a limitlessness itself, because you are nobody. Once you identify yourself as someone, you limit yourself so small, so little, and you have to be tortured by that littleness. But now you feel your freedom. If you have the physical or mental pain right now, don't think it's yours. Pain is always owned by someone. And you are not someone. You are nobody. So pain is not you. That pain is not related with you. Don't identify yourself as that pain. Pain doesn't belong to you. You are nobody. For example, you are the wind, breathe, and the wind is passing through the pain. That's it. I am nobody. Even after this meditation, you don't need to act as someone. Please continue to be nobody. Face anything without fear, without worry, without judgment. You are nobody. You are free. You can be a pure water, and you can wash out somebody's pain and suffer. You can be the wind, and clean up. And disappear all the baggage of everyone. Be nobody. When you are nobody, you are part of God, and the Holy Spirit does everything, whatever He needs to do through you. And what He needs to do is create miracles. So through you, miracles occur. That's your function. Be nobody and witness miracles. Help people, save people, serve people. And demonstrate there is no one. Whenever you see someone, you have to correct your mind. You have to remember you are nobody, and that person is also nobody. But first, you are nobody. You are free from any fear. You are free from any pain. You are nobody. You might start feeling some sensation. You might start hearing the voice. You might start feeling silence, tranquility, or energy, vitality, whatever. You are nobody. So now God speaks to you all the time, and you can listen to it. This is from A Course in Miracles workbook lesson number 49. So now slowly put your head down and gently open your physical eyes and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you.
We are going to start a healing clinic. Just